This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents poet Anne Sexton, who won the Pulitzer Prize in 1966, reading her poems, including Her Kind, The Ambition Bird, Ringing the Bells, Music Swims Back to Me, and The Truth the Dead Know.
Her Kind. I have gone out to possessed witch, haunting the black air, braver at night, dreaming evil. I have done my hitch over the plain houses, light by light, lonely thing, 12-fingered, out of mind. A woman like that is not a woman, quite. I have been her kind. I have found the warm caves in the woods, filled them with skillets, carvings, shells, closets, silks, innumerable goods, fixed the suppers for the worms and the owls, whining, rearranging the disaligned. A woman like that is misunderstood. I have been her kind. I have ridden in your cart, driver, waved my nude arms at villages going by, learning the last bright roots, survivor where your flames still bite my thigh, and my ribs crack where your wheels wind. A woman like that is not ashamed to die. I have been her kind. The Ambition Bird. So it has come to this. Insomnia, 3:15 a.m. The clock tolling its engine like a frog following a sundial, yet having an electric seizure at the quarter hour. The business of words keeps me awake. I am drinking cocoa, that warm brown mama. I would like a simple life, yet all night I am laying poems away in a long box. It is my immortality box, my layaway plan, my coffin. All night dark wings flopping in my heart, each an ambition bird. The bird wants to be dropped from a high place like the Tallahatchie Bridge. He wants to light a kitchen match and immolate himself. He wants to fly into the hand of Michelangelo and come out painted on the ceiling. He wants to pierce the hornet's nest and come out with a long godhead. He wants to take bread and wine and bring forth a happily floating in the Caribbean. He wants to be pressed out like a key so he can unlock the magi. He wants to take leave among strangers, passing out bits of his heart like hors d'oeuvres. He wants to die, changing his clothes and bolt for the sun like a diamond. He wants, I want, dear God, wouldn't it be good enough to just drink cocoa? I must get a new bird and a new immortality box. There is folly enough inside this one. Ringing the bells. And this is the way they ring the bells in Bedlam. And this is the bell lady who comes each Tuesday morning to give us a music lesson. And because the attendants make you go, and because we mind by instinct like bees caught in the wrong hive, we are the circle of the crazy ladies who sit in the lounge of the mental house and smile at the smiling woman who passes us each a bell, who points at my hand that holds my bell, E flat. And this is the gray dress next to me, who grumbles as if it were special to be old, to be old. And this is the small hunched squirrel girl on the other side of me, who picks at the hairs over her lip, who picks at the hairs over her lip all day. And this is how the bells really sound, as untroubled and clean as a workable kitchen. And this is always my bell responding to my hand that responds to the lady who points at me E-flat. And although we are no better for it, they tell you to go, and you do. Music swims back to me. Wait, mister, which way is home? They turned the light out and the dark is moving in the corner. There are no signposts in this room. Four ladies over 80 in diapers, every one of them. La, la, la. Oh, music swims back to me. And I can feel the tune they played the night they left me in this private institution on a hill. Imagine it, a radio playing, and everyone here was crazy. I liked it and danced in a circle. Music pours over the sense, and in a funny way, music sees more than I mean, it remembers better, remembers the first night here. It was the strangled cold of November. Even the stars were strapped in the sky and that moon too bright, forking through the bars to stick me with a singing in the head. I have forgotten all the rest. They lock me in this chair at 8 a.m., and there are no signs to tell the way, just the radio beating to itself and the song that remembers more than I. Oh, la, 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 this music swims back to me. The night I came, I danced a circle and was not afraid, mister. The truth the dead know. For my mother, born March 1902, died March 1959, and my father, born February 1900, died June 1959. Gone, I say, and walk from church, refusing the stiff procession to the grave, letting the dead ride alone in the hearse. It is June. I am tired of being brave. We drive to the Cape. I cultivate myself where the sun gutters from the sky, where the sea swings in like an iron gate, and we touch. In another country, people die. My darling, the wind falls in like stones from the white-hearted water, and when we touch, we enter touch entirely. No one's alone. Men kill for this or for as much. And what of the dead? They lie without shoes in their stone boats. They are more like stone than the sea would be if it stopped. They refuse to be blessed, throat, eye, and knucklebone.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.